Good afternoon. The slow-moving nor'easter that pounded southern New York and New England with 1 to 2 feet of snow and wind gusts over 40 miles per hour yesterday continues to spin just south of Long Island. Last night, drier air wrapped into the storm and the steady stream of moisture off the Atlantic was cut off, and the snow became more intermittent in these locations. While this happened, a swath of moderate to heavy snow propagated from the coast into interior New York and New England, and most everyone has a fresh coating of snow ranging largely from 6 to 12 inches, with much higher amounts, particularly in the Catskills, of up to 2 feet. While this area of snow will tend to diminish in intensity with time, it'll be enough to keep light snow going for most of the day from I-90 north, as the combination of the coastal low and an upper-level low associated with it will be overhead. Eventually, the snow will also become more intermittent, but not before producing another 3 to 7 inches across northern New York and New England. In the southern Adirondacks, Mohawk Valley, Greater Capital District, the northern Catskills, southern Vermont, Berkshires, and Litchfield Hills, another 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected today. Farther south, in the southern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and central and southern New England, little or no additional snow is likely, with some freezing drizzle possibly mixing in across central Massachusetts and Connecticut. It'll be blustery during the day, with high temperatures in the upper 20s to around 30. Snow will persist tonight in northern New York and New England, where another couple of inches is possible, with the rest of the region picking up some leftover snow showers as the storm weakens south and east of Cape Cod. Lows will be around 20. On Wednesday, the storm will still have some remaining impacts as it tracks off into the Maritimes, with mostly cloudy skies, scattered snow showers, and gusty northwest winds. Highs will be near 30 again. There'll be a brief break on Thursday with sunshine and highs in the mid-30s before another storm approaches on Friday. Right now, this one looks like it could bring a mix of snow and rain with highs in the 30s. And after a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, the active weather pattern continues with a chance for more snow on Sunday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 78 degrees at Nogales, Arizona and Kendall, Florida, to a low of 21 below zero at Island Pond Airport, Vermont. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and windy with light snow showers in the lower 30s, Boston, cloudy and windy with snow, sleet, freezing rain and drizzle, and highs in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with light snow showers and highs in the upper 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 53, set in 1981, and the record low 18 below zero in 1961. Sunrise this morning, 7:08 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:10 p.m., 10 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with snow today and highs in the mid to upper 20s. More light snow tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and windy with snow showers and patchy freezing drizzle today and highs in the lower 30s. More snow showers tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with snow today and highs in the lower 30s. More light snow tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and windy with occasional snow showers today and highs around 30. More snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and windy with occasional light snow today and highs around 30. More snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, still scattered snow showers and highs again near 30. Mostly sunny, a bit milder on Thursday in the mid-30s. Cloudy with snow or a rain-snow mix on Friday, lower to mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s on Saturday. A chance of snow and wind on Sunday, mid to upper 20s. And mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers on Monday and highs in the lower 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.